Hey, how are you doing?
Of course I'm talking to you.
I was just gonna come outside to get some fresh air. But then I saw a cute boy all alone in a corner behind a house.
What's up?
Wait, actually let me guess. A friend invited you to this event and pressured you into coming, but you hate parties. So after trying to stay there for a while and getting sick of it, you came here to have some peace. Bingo?
Well, I am, in fact, a telepath.
How do you figure?
Well, you just don't seem like a party person, really.
And sadly, that's how it usually goes for people like us.
Yeah, us.
I know my looks might tell you otherwise, but I'm not a huge fan of this stuff either. The music can be nice, but I'd rather blast it out loud at home than with a million of people around.
Oh no, no one forced me to come.
I don't give enough fucks to let that happen anymore. I'm here for a different reason.
Curious?
Well, if you let me stay here a little longer and keep you company, you might find out how does that sound?
I'll get a bit closer then.
Okay. Rest my back against the wall here by your side. Or my butt, I suppose, since it's always getting in the way. You know, having this much junk can be annoying sometimes.
Oh my god, you're so red. Is that because of what I said?
You're not used to seeing a girl talk like that, are you?
Oh, so adorable. In a good way. But I should probably stop talking about my ass before your nose start bleeding or something.
Why don't you tell me more about yourself?
Oh, hey, slow down.
Damn, I think I got you so flustered you forgot how to speak.
You can take a breath. It's fine. I'm a huge beauty and I will be waiting right here.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist it. You just get so cute like this.
But I'll stop now, I promise.
Take your time, okay?
Right, so you really are as much of a nerd as you look like.
Hey, don't be embarrassed. I find that pretty cool, actually.
I do, really. I love people who are passionate about their interests. And I might be into a nerdy thing or two as well.
It does make me wonder.
If you are a big dork who doesn't like parties, how do your friends manage to drag you here?
Oh, that's bullshit. You don't need to loosen up to get a girl.
Whatever that even means.
Hey, of course, I'm not mad at you, cutie. I'm mad at them for saying that.
Sorry, I spent a long time trying to please everyone around me and it sucked. So this kind of thing really pisses me off. if you want some advice, don't bother. They'll never be satisfied. Yeah, first it was my parents wanted me to be their prudish little Christian girl. Then my supposed friends at a college wanted me to be a copy-paste of them. I think I have to like every damn song that blows up on TikTok. It's stupid. But I guess one day I realized that if they're gonna judge me and label me anyway, why not be myself? And then I stopped caring, really. Sorry, I talk like I'm 40 sometimes. I know I've been told I give up mommy vibes before. But what I'm saying is true. And all that aside, there's plenty of girls who are into guys like you. You don't know any? I'm not sure about that. I think you know at least one. Oh, you're lucky to be so cute. Makes it harder to get mad at you for being so dense. Here, I'll give you a hint. Are things a bit clearer now? That did just happen. You wanted to know why I still come to these parties? That's why. They might be mostly frat boys drinking their asses off, but if I look in the right places, I can find a precious little gem like you. Do you want to keep going? I'm glad, but we'll do it a bit different this time. I mean, that little peck I gave you before, I was only testing your reaction. Now I can press you against the wall. Like this. And do it for real. See? That's more like it. Oh, shh. Don't worry about anything, okay? You're mine now. Just follow my lead. Yeah, like that. Slowly. It's easy to get ahead of yourself, but it's much better when you savor it. So relax, cutie. And focus on what you feel. My soft lips. The sweet taste of my lipstick. My tongue touching yours. You're getting the hang of it fast. Good boy. That's right. That's what you are. Following everything I say so well. And you want to know a secret? I love being the one in charge. I do. It's why shy boys like you are my favorites. The way you shook and whimpered when I gripped your hips. Knowing I did that to you is the best fucking feeling in the world. Now, why don't you touch me? Come on, I don't bite. Or at least, not in a way you won't enjoy.
Here, put your hands on my hips while we kiss.
Better. Much better. And isn't it nice? That curve between my small waist and these child-bearing hips. I know most men are crazy for hourglass figure. What about you, cutie?
You like it a lot, huh?
Why don't you tell me more?
Right here in my ears.
I want you to tell me exactly how you feel about my body.
Oh, what a naughty boy. Is that what you think? That I have the nicest ass you'll ever seen?
I did. See how you are struggling to stop staring, but I don't blame you.
Such a huge, juicy ass. Even I stare at it in the mirror sometimes.
And these tight jeans aren't making it any easier for you, are they?
Poor man.
Well, I can't exactly hide something this side, so might as well own it with some nice clothes and drive by the boy I want all crazy from here. That's what I thought, at least.
Glad to know it's working.
But you've been such a good boy, and you deserve the reward. So you can move those hands down. I know you've been dying to do that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Touch it. Wrap your hands all over my ass, cutie. This thick ass you love so much.
Just like that, yes.
What do you think? Does it feel as nice as it looks?
So big and round, but very firm too, right?
It's a part of me I am very proud of, if you haven't noticed.
And you want to know something else about my ass?
It's really sensitive too. Especially when someone grabs onto you and squeezes it tight.
Ah, fuck. I think you're finally getting out of your shell.
You didn't even hesitate this time.
Keep doing that, yeah. Keep kissing the fuck out of this hot little mouth. You're my baby. All mine. Fuck.
That was... Wow. Did I get too intense there? Sorry, I got a little... excited. Oh, you like it this way? You really are a naughty boy. In that case, I'm sure you won't mind if I put you back against the wall a little harder. It feels so nice pressing tight against you like this. The way my teeth squeeze against your chest. They might not draw as much attention as my rear, but they're pretty full and soft too, aren't they? Seems I just have all the ways to drive you wild, cutie. Now that we're even closer, I'm really starting to feel how excited you are. No need to be shy about that. I want you to get hard for me. Yes, I love it. That hard bulge rubbing against me, barely contained by your pants. That gave me an idea, actually. But it would be so evil to you if I did that. Do you really want to know? I'm warning you. I was wondering that what happened if I turn around and rest my backside on your lap, like this. Too much to handle. My cute boy, I bet I could even pin you down with just my ass if I push back a little harder. You're so pent up already, aren't you? So hard. And my pants are so tight. I can everything. Even the shape of your cock pressing against me. Don't worry about that. Here, wrap your arms around my waist. Now if someone sees us, we're just a cute couple hugging. But that's not what's happening, is it, cutie? No, you're finally feeling my ass the way you want it. How all that meat almost swallows your cock. Feel me move up and down, pressing you against the wall with my thick body. Grind back against me, yes? Good boy. Hug me tight and dry hump me. Pretend these clothes weren't in the way. Yes. Yes. More. I want more. My cutie. I need you. I need you to... No, wait. Stop. Please. Wait. I'm sorry, I don't want to be a buttskill, but I swear if we kept that going, any longer. I will tear my clothes off and have you fuck me in your friend's backyard. And I might be naughty, but I'm not that shameless. Do you want some privacy, cutie? I can take you back to my place. I know you would say yes. I need a few minutes to cool down. Driving like this doesn't seem like a good idea. Yeah, I'll sit down a bit. You probably should as well. I mean, look at you. Alright, I think my brain's working again. Well enough, at least. One thing before we go. How did you come to the party? Cool, if you didn't drive here, that makes things easier. You can message your friend later and say you already got a ride back. Here, this one's my car. Come in. Don't forget the seatbelt. Well, I'm still a concerned woman. Can't let anything happen to the cute boy I just found. Alright, let's go now. Here we are, at my little place. Not very big, but I like the style. Retro stuff is my jam. I'm happy you like it, but I am... Let's say I am not in a mood to shit chatter right now. Oh, I think I'm not the only one who can't wait. One kiss and you're rock hard again. Take your clothes off. Come on, I can't stand him getting in my way anymore. Leave only the boxers on. Good boy. And such a snack, too. You are. Didn't you see how I got back in the party? I've never been that horny for a guy before. Honestly, I could keep touching you like this night. Would love every second of it. But I have a surprise for you. Lie down on my bed and close your eyes. You'll find out soon. You can open them now, cutie. You like what you see? I bet my ass looks amazing in this black lingerie. Even better if I sway my hips a little. Give it a little smack. But I'm still so far away, right? My bad. The view would probably improve if I got closer. Maybe if I climb onto the bed, then went all the way up here and sat on that cute face. Now you can't see anything else, but that's the sacrifice I'm willing to make. Make an effort to breathe. It's hard for me not to smother you. Unless you like being smothered. Of course, that's up to you. Just don't pass out on me. We have very important things to do. Cutie, it's all that cake making you hungry? You're grinding your face on my pussy. If you want to eat this badly, who am I to stop you? I can't even lift myself up a little and peel this down. See? It's so wet, it's gonna get your face all messy. But it's all yours. Pretend you were kissing me down there. Yeah. Fuck yes. You always learn things so fast. Such a smart boy. Eat it. Eat my cunt, cutie. I need it. And you got even harder when I sat on your face, didn't you? Look at this. I know you need some relief too. Here, I'll put these boxers down and start stroking you. Does it? Does it feel good? Finally having my hand wrapped around your cock. Slowly masturbating you. Such a nice thing you have there. Feeling it like this, making me want it in my pussy even more. I want it so badly. You know what? I love foreplay. But I am too worked up already. I want to fuck you now. It's time for me to ride you, baby. I could try to be gentle, but I know myself as soon as I feel a cock inside me, I'll start bouncing on it like a bitch in heat. So get ready. Yeah, hold it still for me. I'll just slide down to your lap and sink in. Oh. Fuck. I finally... You have no idea how much I wanted this. I told you, you hot little nerd. I warned you, made me fuck. I spent the last hour thinking about this cock. Now I'm gonna ride it. I'm gonna ride your heart. Just like I said I would. Oh, fuck, fuck. God, I love this feeling. Shoving you deep inside me every time I bounce. Feel it here, baby. My pussy is squeezing your cock. My ass smacking on your hips over and over. This is the best you have ever felt. And I went reverse cowgirl on you for a reason. So you can look at all this thickness while I write you. Yes, watch me. Watch how my body moves while I fuck you. Does that make you want it even harder? And start rocking your hips. Fuck me back, baby. Yes, fuck me. Fuck me. Grab my hips again. And pound my pussy while I ride your cock. Like that. Just like that. More. I keep doing this all night. I can't get enough of it. But I... Oh, fuck. Yes. I'm too pent up. I think I'm gonna come. I know you're too, baby. I'm impressed you held back this long. But you can let go now. No. No. I need you to let go now. Inside me. Yes, I'm sure. I'm gonna sink down on your lap one last time. And I want you to blow that load in me. In three, okay? One, two, three. Coming. Come in me. Come with me. Yes. Hey, are you still awake down there? I have to say, I knew I'd seen something on you, but fuck, you went above my expectations by a lot. If I really enjoy them this much, really, I think someone's back to his normal self. Kitty, you know why I'm still on your lap? Because my legs are shaking, and there's a gallon of cum dripping out of me. Doesn't that tell you anything? You are a dense little fuckers sometimes. But you are the hottest, most adorable, dense fucker. So I forgive you. Sorry? What were you saying? Something about your hips? Oh, that. Yeah, I think I can leave now. Just give me a moment. Done. And now I'll lie down with you right here. I rode you so hard, your hips are feeling numb. It's only fair. I take care of you. Alright, there we go. It feels nice to be a little spoon, right? My perfect boy is looking so happy and relaxed already. You heard me. You're perfect. No taking it back. But for real, I just like everything about you. Your face. This night's body, I'm caressing. Your personality. You should be more confident about yourself. Well, I can help with that. By spoiling the shit out of you. Of course, telling you how amazing you are. Like I'm doing now. I could do this every night. Wait, that might have been too soon. We didn't even talk about going on a real date yet. Oh, sorry. I don't know, we've only spent a night together, but there's something about you that feels so right to me about us. Would you like that? Dating me? Ah, thank God. I think I finally found someone who clicked with me. And I was a little afraid I had fucked things up. I'm so happy you feel the same way. We can... We can plan our date tomorrow, though. I'm tired. And it might or might not be your fault. Yeah, you're even worse off than me. I can see that. It's okay, though. You can sleep in my arms. I'll be holding you tight. Like this. Now relax, my precious boy. Use my body as your pillow and let all your worries go away. Good night, cutie. Hey, are you still awake? No, it's nothing important. I just wanted to say one last thing before I drift off. I told you I was gonna take care of you from now on. And that's true. I will. But I forgot to mention a little detail. That I'm gonna fuck your brains out every night as well. Now sleep with that in mind and have sweet dreams.